on the phone line with this week's message in the bottle, our friend Eric Meehan of Bangor Wine and Cheese Company. Hello, Eric.
Gentlemen, how are we doing?
Just great. Survived the rather disappointing end to the Giants season, but it was a good year nonetheless.
I'm sorry, I'm unfamiliar with. Is this the San Francisco Giants?
Yeah. Oh, but the Cowboys went
at least the Cowboys lost. But I expected that. Like the Jacksonvillians, I'm good. You know, we're a year ahead, not a year behind. And we've got some decisions to make. I don't like hearing about Saquon Barkley to the Bills.
No,
it doesn't make me happy.
No,
not a fan. You all are probably not fans of that either.
No.
You shouldn't be. His quads are so big. Anyway, you know what's funny? Actually, just as I was waiting for you guys to call, I was looking at the stuff about the Baseball Hall of Fame, and I can't help dwell on the fact that like. There's so many good people like bottlenecked in the Football Hall of Fame, but it seems like the Baseball Hall of Fame, and probably because of the steroids thing, is like, it's a bunch of
And like we were saying, I think it's a bunch of old writers who don't know what to do. And I think, too, there's this notion that, well, they can't be that good because I watched them their whole careers. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a baseball is becoming an anachronism in every sense of the word, and I hate it. I hate it so much because I loved baseball so very much when I was a kid, and I think that's why I like football and hockey still to this day. They've maintained relevancy. So there you go. Speaking of maintaining relevancy, and this is kind of interesting. Today on Message in a Bottle, we're going to talk about ways to learn about wine. No, this is sort of, again, the beginning of the year, and we talk about a bunch of different topics to get people kind of rolling into the world of wine. And it occurs to me that a phenomenon, a shift that's really been happening is that people are drinking less wine. The sales are going down. And it's not like the drinking is going down. I assure you it is not based on the profits of the major players. But it's indeed a shift towards spirits, and a lot of these RTDs or ready-to-drink cocktails have just really, really slammed the younger market so hard that they're not all drinking wine in the ways that the folks prior had, including even my generation. When I started feeling like I was getting sophisticated. I started drinking wine, not cocktails, essentially. It is the charge of, I think, everybody in the wine industry to bring people back into it if they want to. I have no problem with ready-to-drink cocktails, but I think that things like that are kind of pushing the product into the background and becoming, what do I mean by this? The individuals who make the product into the background in favor of something just easy. And easy is nice, but easy kind of leaves out the fact that wine, beer, mead, these things are actual agricultural products that took somebody time and effort and are special in ways margarita in a can just never will be. Just my humble thoughts. How I learned about wine, just really quick. I mean, and it's, you can do the same. This was not hard. Number one, talk to people in the industry, ask questions, and then shut up and listen. Which is hard. I've had a lot of conversations with people lately who we talk about how people listen to respond as opposed to listen to understand. And that's a real palpable difference. So if you ask questions, listen to understand. Don't listen to just follow up, which is hard. We're trained, I think, to follow up, and it's hard. And certainly just learn to taste and appreciate everything that's put out there in front of you, even if you're unfamiliar with it. Be bold. And then also, in the lines of both of those, drink and eat with people who've experienced more than you and will share, and especially people who will share without being you-know-what. There's plenty of people who want to impress you, and that's not the point. The point is to broaden your horizons. I am I'm a reader, to quote Bill Hicks, and I know that we have some fellow readers, obviously, on the line with me. I started by reading Wine for Dummies. It's a damn good tome. It's comprehensive. You don't have to read it all. You can pick and choose. And it really helped in my first couple days in the serious wine industry when I just was flailing about. Other more serious tomes, and I'll hit on some that are less serious. But, of course, anybody who likes maps and if you and geography and geology, the World Atlas of Wine by Hugh Johnson and Jancis Robinson, both masters of wine and both, unbelievable authors on their own. It's currently in its eighth edition. It was a 2020 James Beard Award winner, the eighth edition was. I cannot tell you how often I reference this book. I pull it out for all my employees and to all the new wine reps who are kind of coming along, wet behind the ears. And I'm like, do you know anything about this wine? And they say, no. I'm like, well, look, it's from here. And this book, The World Atlas of Wine, is just, it's invaluable. The Wine Bible as well by Karen McNeil. Again, just one of those, like everybody who's in the wine industry has this book. It's very, very good. And it's as I say, it's very comprehensive, but easy to understand. The Windows on the World 35th edition by Kevin Zraley. So really quickly about this for anybody who's younger. Windows on the World was a restaurant on the top of the World Trade Center, the former World Trade Center. Obviously, it's no longer there. Kevin Zraley was the sommelier there, and he taught the cream of the crop of the New York wine scene, these wine classes. And he, put it into a book, and as I said, it's now in its 35th edition. And you can pick and choose because he does reference some wines that are perhaps a little bit out of people's budgets. But if you bring the book to a good wine merchant, they can help you find analogs for some of these bottles. But he really is very, very good at the teaching of appreciating wine. One that is, it sounds silly, but it's not along the lines of like Wine for Dummies, is Wine Folly, which is also a very, very good wine website. We'll hit that in a second. They have a book form, and it just came out in its, quote, magnum edition. Very nice. Justin Hammock and Madeline Paquette are the authors of that. And it's well-written. It's well-diagrammed. It's got some, good illustrations. It's cutesy without being stupid. That's very good. And you can obviously find that on their website. A couple of other books that I really like that inspire me and make me go out and find the vineyards and things like that. Adventures on the Wine Route by Kermit Lynch, who's the importer who really started doing the temperature-controlled refrigeration containers across the Atlantic and bringing in small production French wines. Wine and War, which was about the French, the Nazis, and the occupation of France and their continuation of the wine trade and the stealing of the grapes, etc. It's just a fantastic book that intersects history with the booze that we all love. Godforsaken Grapes, which is really cool. It's by a guy named Jason Wilson. It starts with saying the truth. 80% of all the wine that we drink is made of 20 grapes. There's almost 1,400 grapes that we know of. There's 20 grapes that we drink. So what about the rest? And he talks about the rest, and it's very cool. And then, of course, other books that are just, they're not specifically about wine, but will make you want to drink wine and eat and do things that will get your hands dirty. Books like, obviously by Anthony Bourdain. Jacques Pepin is actually a wonderful author, and he's written some wonderful stuff, including which my daughter and I are going through now. So things like that will help, you know, the conviviality. I mentioned the web, of course, Wine Folly. Wine Spectator has a very good site, but it's, you do need some membership dues if you want to do that. VinePair. And also the world of sort of the interwebs podcast. Wine for Normal People with Elizabeth Schneider is one that I can recommend, but there's certainly a million. And then on YouTube, my friend Andre Mack, who was the sommelier at Per Se and is now a winemaker, he does things for Bon Appetit magazine, but it's their YouTube channel, that are, you know, they bring in. And then, of course, just get in the car. Go over to the Niagara. Even some places here in Maine are growing their own stuff. And next week we'll talk a little bit about what you might find there, the hybrid varietals, et cetera, that we're doing here in the cooler climes. But certainly just go out, and even if these people are buying, you know, fruit or whatever and making fruit wines or bought grapes, at least you'll kind of get a feel of how wine is made. And you know, that sometimes on its own is enough to kind of give you the jazz, which is a very cool thing. I suppose I'm out of time.
Carrie's nodding. Does that mean yes? Less than a minute. Oh, yes.
Less than a minute. Well, very good. Well, then, everybody, you know, I have one final admonishment. If you've not taken care of your sidewalks, please do so, not just from a dog walker, but also from a dad who's scared to death that his children are walking in the middle of the roads all the time. If you could do just a little bit, that would be awesome. I know it's hard. I know the snow sucks, but that would be awesome. Thank you very much.
I second that. Eric, have a good week. We'll check in with you next Tuesday.
Cheers to you. Bye.
Eric Meehan, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company. Message in the bottle.